How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's R-E-B-A-G.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hey, Petty Bitches.
Welcome to 2024.
Oh my God.
Yes. Happy New Year. Happy New Queer. We're back pettier than ever.
Davina arrived to the studio 45 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And
we only start recording now because we were literally just like getting into it.
Yeah, we have to get the stuff out that would get us cancelled before we could record the actual podcast.
We were actually talking business. We were talking business, which also
not our business, no. Other people's business.
It's the best kind. We hope you all had a lovely Christmas and lovely New Year. Yeah. And yeah, here we are in 2024.
I'm a ball of anxiety. I'm bad. Yeah,
really?
I'm really bad, and I don't know why.
Do you know? I feel like I've had a hangover. I feel like I'm a human hangover from like November and December.
Yeah.
I'm only kind of coming back around. Today I feel very, you know, effervescent.
You look fresh.
Thank you.
You look fresh. I think I just went out a little bit, maybe too much.
You look a little tired.
I went out a little bit too much. Yeah. I had 2 hours sleep on Saturday.
Yeah.
Came home, worked, and didn't go home after work. Went out Friday, but I just hate New Year's.
Yeah. You'd also don't like staying at home.
I don't.
No, you don't. So it's like,
just an observation.
Yeah,
is it?
Just an observation. That's my new thing in 2024. There'll be lots of observations.
Yeah. Well, speaking of going away, I'm making Davina go somewhere next week. I'm going to call it our petty little Christmas party. Such. Myself, you, and Stephen are going to go to Paris Court and be posh geese for a few days.
We're going
to
be pampered princesses.
Yeah, we're paying for it. So this is
we're
not mad.
Be petty little princesses.
We've organized Swedish massages.
Yeah.
We're gonna go have a little dinner, and I'm curious to see if Davina will give it Davina Devine approved or Davina Devine slated by the end of it.
Well, listen, you will know pretty much by like an hour into the experience.
But I did the booking, so I'm like the travel agency.
Yeah.
And I was booking all our massages in.
Quello Credit Union, Bernie speaking.
Yeah. I was booking the massages in. Now, when I'm talking about you in emails, it's always to a corporate company going, yeah, and
Davina's not available.
And so I booked your massage for Davina Devine. Mm. I did not write any other name.
Because I'd like a woman, you know, because I feel more comfortable.
So when they sent me the confirmation and it said Davina Devine, I was like, oh my God.
That's so funny. I actually was booking into a hotel when we were going to the Image Awards. I was staying in the hotel and I just booked under the name. I was just like, D Devine. And
yeah.
they called me. They were like, what does the initial D stand for? And I was like, Dick, of course. Am I joking? I was like, Davina Devine. And they were like, oh, okay. So they were like typing it. I was like, I didn't think they needed to know that kind of information.
No.
Like,
were they just wondering what, like, to put Miss or like, Mrs.?
I don't know. But like, also, surely in this day and age, that doesn't matter either.
Yeah, I wouldn't have
thought so. They had my credit card. So like, that's the main thing. Oh. Do you know what I mean? Amex, baby.
You have an Amex, do you?
No, I don't. Oh.
Like, I remember, and maybe I'll say what band they were from, but I used to work in the Three Arena in the...
Just tell us, who was it?
I was going to say, I'd say it on Patreon, but Westlife, one of Westlife came in and like was waving around.
Well, you know, one of them has dodgy Amex cards. I'm only joking. I just made that up.
Was waving around like a black Amex card at the time.
You're going to say something else.
And I don't really know what that is. And like lots of places, like obviously don't accept it as well in Ireland.
Do they
not? But yeah. And like, but we were all like, it was the intent behind waving it around.
Do you know where has been declined for me recently? The gift card. You know, Offer One gift cards. I'm having terrible trouble with them.
So can you not shift them?
I can't shift them. So I got a lot for my birthday.
Yeah.
And I have them wedged in my wallet because I'm like, I need to get rid of them.
Yes.
So I went into Brown Thomas and into Boots and they both were declined in each store. So I was like, oh my God, I was like, maybe I've spent them. So I went
home, couldn't have.
Checked them out. No, the money is still on the card. But so I wrote on the card because it's like they all look the same.
Yeah.
So I wrote the amount. But apparently, for those of you that are maybe having the same kind of trouble, you have to get the cashier to put it through for that amount. So say you're buying something for €80 and your card is for €50. You can't
use a bit of it. You have to use the whole thing.
Yeah, you have to use the whole thing.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. So
that makes no sense.
Yeah. Well, like, that's all, I don't mind, but it's just please just fucking accept it. Thank you.
Yeah. And also, like, oh, I don't know. Are they a good gift card? Are they actually a good gift card? Because didn't someone say that like every month they deduct a certain amount?
Do you like gift cards?
They do come in handy. I love an old Brown Thomas gift card. Do you know what I mean?
I think
Brown Thomas. Yeah, your foundation.
Well, actually, do you know what I will say? And I'm not just saying this because I did work them. I have to say, I think Boots is actually a good place to get a gift card for.
That is a good one.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but you know that smug feeling when you have enough points to get your whole thing for free?
I have loads of points on my card.
See, I'm conflicted. Because, right, we work for ourselves, okay? Yeah. That is an expense. It is an expense. But also, I like free shit.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm like, do I, like at the weekend, I got a free bottle of hairspray. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, but I can't now put that off my expenses.
Yeah, but it's £6, love.
I know, but like
come on.
But like, then the excitement of going, oh, I just stole that, basically.
Well, do you know what is actually real good was shoplifting? I'm only joking.
Have you ever stolen anything?
No, like in the past, like when I was a teenager, I was like,
I have.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, now I wanted
stolen acts.
This is so dumb. I wanted an eraser. Okay.
Right.
But it was like a shaped like something dumb, whatever it was.
A dick.
Oh my God.
A dick on the brain.
Yeah, you do. I do. Dirty bitch. And we were in the Stillorgan Shopping Center and my mom would not buy it for me.
Yeah.
And I was about maybe 9 or 10, straight in the pocket.
Oh.
And my mom fucking killed me.
Oh God, you're a real criminal.
Oh, I'm crazy.
Wild. She's a crazy girl. Call the police.
And then I just couldn't stop erasing everything.
Oh my God, I wish you'd erase a bit more. We were speaking there though about New Year's and catching up on sleep and everything. I realized my sleep is always disturbed. I never have a full night's sleep.
Okay.
That's actually, the only way I sleep is if I kind of like drink myself into it, like into a sleep. Do you know, like if I'm working, the drink will help me sleep.
Yeah.
And like, that's only like, well, like a couple of times a week. It's like a couple of times a week when I'm like totally blackout. but normally like I realize I go to bed like, with the intention really early. Like last night, for example, I went to bed at like, I think 11.
Okay.
I was awake at 1:30. Oh. I cannot go back asleep, or I'll sleep till maybe like 3 and I'll be awake, but I cannot go back asleep. And I won't go back asleep till about like 6.
Yeah.
So then I'm totally... totally exhausted.
You're doing shift work.
Kind of mental shift work. It's very strange because it's just, it's always broken. And I think that time, anytime if I do go to a hotel or something, it's undisturbed sleep because it's like, I don't know if I'm just hyper aware of sounds and, you know, the dog might be moving and stuff like that. So it's like, something will always wake me up.
Yeah, no, I, dare I say it, in my 20s, I could sleep for fucking days. And I can't now. And I pee 2 to 3 times. This is a fucking grim statement. Yeah. I pee 2 to 3 times a night now.
Oh my gosh.
Like, what is going on?
Would you not get a bag? We're going to get Victoria a piss bag.
I mean, if you all are Patreon subscribers, you'll know my history of bags. So maybe
there is a new, there is a new tier on the Patreon.
Yes.
Victoria piss bag. A P&P bag. So that's my story. But what I will say is, I started listening to a podcast last night called A Ghost Story.
Yeah, you sent this to me earlier.
Oh my God. If you're looking for a good kind of series podcast, check this out.
True.
It's a true story.
Okay.
It's absolutely wild. It started off as like actually just like a bit of a kind of, I was kind of looking for like a sleep story podcast.
Yeah.
And it's actually just called Ghost Story. That's what it's called.
Starring Cheryl Cole.
That's what I was kind of going, what the hell is this? And it starts off like a kind of, you know, oh, here we go. But it turns into something completely different. It's like a true crime kind of like real life. It's got everything in it. Very good.
Actual ghost stories though,
yes,
in it, like?
It's connected to a ghost, which is actually, you kind of go, oh, I don't know if I really believe it. I actually got chills at one point.
Do you believe in ghosts?
After hearing this, I feel like this is very... This is very strange.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm wanting to because this story, but I'm one of those people, unless I see it, I don't really believe it.
Yeah.
But that being said, maybe I'd say about maybe 9 months ago, I'd say, just before the baby came. I remember for some reason, one of these things when I wake up in the middle of the night, I just woke up and I swear to God, I felt like there was someone in the room. Oh. I could feel like there was, you know, that feeling.
Was your exes? Oh, you're haunted by your exes.
They're 60 under. Let's be real. They ain't getting back up.
D-E-D. Dead.
D-E-D. Dead. Dead in the ground, worms in their eyes. I sat up and I was like, I feel like someone's in the room. And I wasn't like a scary feeling, but it was definitely, I feel like a presence. And my house is like 5 generations of my family. And it's like definitely, and like, this is kind of grim story, but. My granny died and my granny's mother. So it'd be like my great granny died in that house.
Okay.
And she was a really nice woman or whatever. But they couldn't get her body down the stairs. This is like back in like, God, I think it was like the late 50s. They couldn't get her body down the stairs because rigor mortis had set in.
Oh my God.
And they had to wrap her in a sheet and bring her down the stairs.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like to lay her out like in the front room, but they laid her out in the room. That would be like my bedroom.
Okay.
But like, you know, and then God knows who else died in the house, you know, before. I'm sure like there was generations before that, but it's,
at least someone got laid in that room.
Listen, tell me about it. Laid out.
I'm sure you've been close to that. Like,
I'll be talking. I'm very close.
After a long weekend, Davina's like, oh God, am I going to make it?
Listen.
We went to the Olympia Panto to see our good friend James Patrice.
And that also being said is that a lot of our friends are in Pantos.
Yeah.
We, for some reason, like I think gays in Pantos. So we went, that was my first time seeing the Olympia Panto. We went to see Alan and Carl's Panto, the panto.ie.
Yeah.
We've been over the other years. So it's hard to fit it in because we're nighttime gals as well.
Oh, 100%. Sometimes you just want to hibernate on a Wednesday. I have to say, James Treese was fucking brilliant though.
They are so lucky to have him in that show. Like he is an absolute magic. Fucking star. Magic.
It's so weird because I've never seen him kind of like act or like kind of so sing. Good. Like he, from
just natural.
From the tip of his fucking head to the top of his toes or whatever that saying is. So good. Loved it. Who wasn't so good was Dorit and Boy George.
Tell us about this.
Okay.
So. I want to know everything about this. So it was Peter Pan was on in the Apollo in London.
Yes.
Tell us.
Okay. Huge room. And the tickets were expensive.
I know. I performed there.
Okay. Very good. You did. Yeah. Actually, yeah, I could smell it. Actually, it was Britney Spears Curious was still there.
Still in holes.
Yeah.
Haunted Sweet of Ghosts.
So we got in. First things first, we get to the merch stand. I wanted to announce, I don't want to buy anything, but I always love looking at what merch there is. They had angel wings on sale for £4.
Would that not be Tinkerbell wings?
No, these were somebody had done, rang China and said, what's the cheapest wings you have? 1p, we'll take 6,000
of angel wings,
them.
AKA fairy wings.
They're fucking horrible. It was like, you know, they stand outside like a concert and they're like, get your
last
cowboy
of the Kylie
hats.
Wigs.
So, yeah, the Kylie wigs, very that. £4 though, so it wasn't overpriced, but you know, they cost a penny. We're there in the auditorium, we're waiting and in walks PK.
Yeah.
PK, Ozempic PK.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Like, definitely looks very strange, actually. And obviously.
Much shorter than I thought.
So short. Nice, though.
Yeah.
Pleasant.
I'd say so.
I didn't ask him for a photo. I don't know if I'm a photo person, but anyway, Russell was like, "It's my birthday. Can I get a photo with you?"
Of course,
he's such a handsome bitch. Like, and he was like, "Yep, yeah, no problem." He was with that guy who's not fat but called Fat from Instagram.
Fat Tony?
DJ. Yes. Oh, yeah.
He's fab. Actually, like, is he? He's just so cutting. Like,
well, they were hanging out.
Quite enjoy him.
Must be the besties or something.
They're quite, I'd say him, Boy George, they're very, like, Boy George and Fat Tony are like really good mates from way back when. They go years back. I read Fat Tony's book.
Oh.
So yeah, they were like they were nasty bitches back in the day. Like,
oh.
Really like acidic bitches to each other, but really funny. Like, they used to do horrible things to each other. Like, I'll tell you one story I read. Sorry, just to digress.
They went
to Ibiza one time and Fat Tony went out on a big mad bender, got lost and went to stay there all night, and basically came back and Boy George and everyone had just left. They took everything. They took all his stuff. Literally just left him with no money, no clothes, no passport, nothing. Just left him on the island and were like, "Fuck you, we're gone." That was it.
That's fucking gas.
He had to like kind of basically find his way back to England. This is like back in the 80s. Like, yeah. Actually, they were wild. Wild. Really good. Good read. Fat Tony's book is great.
Oh, okay. Like juicy.
Just juicy. All these kind of mad stories.
So you probably would have gotten excited that he was there. I was like, yeah. I don't really know. I think I've seen.
I would have been kind of afraid as well, though. Because
he's a little cutting queen.
Yeah, because he literally was known as like the nastiest person kind of like on the scene. Like, he was really cutting. Like,
oh, I fucking love this.
Yeah,
so, okay, I'm going to do a deep dive on him. So he was absolutely lovely. Didn't look like the photos, though. Like, it made me question, is there a little filter going on Real Housewives? Do you know what I mean? Like,
just lighting. Like,
yeah, maybe it's good lighting.
Lighting everything.
So we go in, we great seats. We were like 8 rows from the front, real up close. I was like, great, because I want to see what they look like in person. Now, the budget. The budget was not there.
Really?
The budget was not there. There was one thing that they spent on budget, which was to have a pirate ship there, right? That was it.
Wow, I'm surprised at that.
It starts out of fucking nowhere. Everyone's just like sitting and chatting. And it starts with Dorit just walking out on stage, being like, just like, she was like, she's going for a walk in like the local Phoenix Park. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And there's a big A, B and C box on stage. And she's like, you know, panto talking, like moving them slightly. And everyone was just like, everyone starts giggling. Like, everyone was just going, oh, this is going to be gas. This is going to be gas. And then the acting starts. And she was okay in the first part when she was like, what was the
mermaid, was she?
No, that's when it gets interesting.
So she was playing Wendy, was she?
Two roles. She was playing like, what's the auntie or the mother darling. Is
okay,
that
yes,
is?
That's a yes.
Yeah, okay. So then that bit was okay. She was the only person on stage with a good wig on and her face was fucking beat.
Was it?
Oh, the makeup was fucking stunning. You would love the makeup.
Would you say Boy George did her makeup?
No, because George did not have the same glam squad. That was for sure. Later, she becomes a mermaid.
Yeah.
But the mermaid has a New Jersey accent.
I saw a clip of this on TikTok.
Peter!
Yeah.
Peter! She was like, she was the nanny.
Lois Griffin.
So, like, of course, Russell kept pulling up a picture of Lois Griffin every time and just turning to all of us. And we just kept going, Peter!
Russell is great for the photo references.
Oh my God.
He's great for photo reference.
He is obsessed with Sophia Hart looking like
Carol Decker.
Carol Decker.
From Tapow.
And like, but the problem is, like, not the problem. He references it so much. And then we just sit cackling. And then he'll show me a new photo. Sorry, Sophia. Like, there is a resemblance. And he keeps going, China in her hand for like Sophia.
She should perform that song.
She fucking should.
He would die if she, next time he's over, she's like, because Carol Deck was, she was fab.
So anyway, she's a mermaid. She is Dorita Mermaid.
Okay.
Or Dorita Mermaid, yeah. Okay. And she didn't make a show of herself. She had a singing song though.
Oh.
But the two girls either side of her, who I think were whispering to her what was coming next each time.
Oh, like, my God.
Now we're going to walk over here.
And
she did like the little fishtail walk. It was cringe.
So he's been on that tour. That was because I actually saw them. They were on Loose Women.
6 weeks they've been on.
Did you see the interview where they did Loose Women together?
No, but I heard that she was asked a question and then she goes, but this panto that I'm in. So maybe they were trying to sell more tickets.
Oh, definitely. But it was an arena tour, I think, that they were doing all over the country, but she was only doing 3 shows.
Yeah, just London.
Just the London.
Yeah, it's probably too expensive.
And I think so. I'd say they were probably here for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say that's what it was. And then they were like, oh, we'll try and get her a bit of work while she's in town.
Or is it PK Production? I think he's involved in the production because he got George in, got Dorit in, and he's probably getting a cut of their fee too. Like, happy fucking days. And she's sitting in the audience.
Yeah.
And he did scream during a silent bit going, we love you, Dorit. Was that him? Yeah, he screamed it like from the audience, like very early on at the start.
Yeah, because, and then she said, I love you too.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's a bit cringe. Your husband shouting, we love you.
That's what I wanted. Like, do I love like a children's story? No, I wanted some cringe. George, by the way, I don't know if he loved it.
I don't think he would.
I don't
think he would. Like, I think George smiles through a lot that he does.
Oh no, he wasn't smiling a lot.
Was he not?
No. Now we were with another friend, Carmelita, who huge like Culture Club fan, and she knew one of these songs and like was standing and dancing, and he smiled and he really enjoyed that someone knew one of his songs that, like, I don't know if it was a big hit. It was about like war is stupid, people are stupid. Do you know that song?
Don't know.
And she was like having her best time, and he was like, he got that, because the rest of the people were probably like, sing the one.
And was there a lot of kids at it?
It was pretty mixed. Yeah, it was pretty mixed. There was really good adult jokes in it. Oh, yeah. I enjoyed the adult jokes. But anyway, so a tea from a drag queen who works in London called Tiana Biscuit. She went side stage to see them all come out because her mom's a huge Boy George fan.
Okay.
And George came out, didn't look at the crowd, didn't wave to them, straight into a car, gone. Dorit came out, signed every single program that anyone was waiting, took a photo with absolutely everyone, like really gave people time.
Wow.
So that's just a bit of tea from Tiana. Tiana, by the way, is the one that went viral for singing Sophie Ellis Bextor's Murder the Dance Floor.
Oh, it just walked off.
And when the note goes, she goes, her voice breaks. She goes, I'm sorry, that was so shit. Embarrassed. I love her. She's so funny.
I actually do know her.
So anyway, that was my little panto story. It was fucking gas. But actually, I don't know if I told you this, but on the way over, I was on the flight. It was in row 2 on the way to London, and I got a call from Amazon, and I was waiting on a delivery, and all I wanted to do was tell them, ring my neighbor's buzzer, he'll let you in.
Yeah.
So I answered it for maximum 30 seconds. The cabin manager was very upset with me.
Oh, really?
Came over and told me to go on airplane mode immediately and asked me if I'd listened to any of the safety demonstration.
Oh, my God. Goes,
because it's not just for you. It's for everyone else around you. And I knew that I was in the wrong. So I didn't say it in cheeky.
That's not like you.
I know, but also I was kind of tired. So I didn't say it in cheeky. But anyway, on the way back, who was a passenger in the row in front of me? The cabin manager.
Oh.
Sitting right in front of me.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I was terrified of her. I was like, oh my God, I'm not saying anything.
Anyway, oh, wow.
That was my little story.
Well, note to self, listen to the safety instruction.
Mm.
So it's obviously the new year.
Yes.
And resolution wise, have you made any resolutions?
No, I don't really care. I have too much anxiety about it. I need it to be February already.
Yeah.
I hate January so much.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I feel a little bit like that sad, you know, that thing? That seasonal depression. I feel a bit like
that. Do you have that?
I feel like I have it. Either that or I'm just exhausted.
Yeah.
But it's definitely affecting my sleep and my mood. So I don't know.
I'm not enjoying it. I need it to be a bit warmer as well.
Yeah.
It's fucking 6 degrees out there.
It's the frostiness I don't really like.
Maybe it won't be long getting frostbit.
Or it's frostbit.
I wanted to talk about Salt Lake City.
Oh, yes.
The whole world is talking about it.
Yes.
I'm obsessed. Receipts, timeline, screenshots, and all from this hairdresser called Tanisha. Now, this is a warning to you all. Mm. You all are telling your hairdressers too much shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Be careful what you're telling them. My barber actually listens to this podcast. Elaine, you share any of my stories.
I hate barbers and hairdressers talking to you. Fuck off. Shut up.
Oh, like, I love chatting.
No, don't talk to me. It's really, really off-putting. Like, I go to this woman, and I'm going to her now, for about year, and I tell you, this is terrible. I actually don't even know her name. Like, she knows my name.
How long does your haircut take?
With her, probably about 3 days. Because she likes to talk.
Yeah.
She's actually lovely, real nice. But she's from Latvia.
Mm.
And she loves a chat. But sometimes I'm like, I just want, and I have to get my hair cut a lot. So like I'll go every like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I like, it's my one thing that I wish I did not have to do. Mm-hmm. I hate getting my hair cut. I absolutely detest it. And I have to get it so often. I'm just like, fuck it. It's a real chore. Yeah. Like I have to physically get myself psyched up to go in to get my hair cut. I'm like, I'm literally like this, sitting in the chair, like counting down the minutes.
Why do you have to go every 2 weeks though?
Because it just goes so long.
Okay, fine. Okay, because I like to go every 3 weeks because my legs will not stay flat on my head if it gets too long. Do you kind of way with the glues? Do you have that issue now?
No.
Oh, okay. Mine pops if I don't.
No.
So you've told her nothing. She knows nothing about you.
Oh, she does. She knows everything about me. She knows absolutely everything. And it, also, the owners of the salon are two gays.
Yeah.
So I think they've basically filled in the gaps of all the bits that,
of course they have.
That I haven't volunteered. I wouldn't be volunteering information, like, but she knows everything. She knew I was doing the fucking Boots ad. She knew I was doing this. She knew I was off on tour. She knew more about what I was doing than what I was doing, you know?
So she had your full diary. Like, she was reminding about your appointments next week.
Yeah.
Fucking gas.
She's lovely, but like, I don't enjoy it. And you know what? Also, if you go to like a new person, they're like, always first question. You off today?
Oh, yeah.
No. Well, what do you do? And then you're like, okay. So here we go. We're going to have this conversation now. And to be honest, it's like, it's 10 o'clock in the morning.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
So you have to lie. You have to. I don't tell the truth anymore.
I just say I work in events.
Yeah, I say the same.
Which is kind of true.
But then when they ask more, anyway.
I'm a cross dresser.
Yeah, stop fucking asking that question. Mind your own business. I really enjoy the barber chat, but I'm team Monica, Salt Lake City, all the fucking way. And I listened.
No way. She's a rat.
Monica?
Yeah.
No, okay. So I listened to Carlos King's podcast.
Okay.
And he said, if you think that she is any different from any of these other women, you are wrong. Because some of these women are in all the bloggers' pockets. They send them gifts at Christmas. They take them out for dinner. They try and stay in favor. And they're feeding them information all the time to like, their other cast members out. There's no difference, he said. Except Monica came in and made great fucking TV, and you think that they didn't time releasing that information for the finale.
I also think he's a bit of a rat as well.
Oh, I love him. I like him now.
I cannot bear him.
Can you not?
I cannot bear him.
I can't bear his ads. Jesus. But
and his voice is so loud.
Raindrops.
Oh my God. Raindrops. Fuck off.
Allegedly.
Give me a brolly and get the fuck away. He rots me. Like,
well, he said that they're rotted because she went from being someone's assistant running a troll account to being lead seat in the finale.
But
reunion.
She's gone. So it's like she's not coming back.
I don't think she's gone.
Oh, I think she is, because they will not fill in with her. And she took Salt Lake City off her bio. It's gone. She's not coming back.
What a fucking shame. I thought they'd make Whitney hang around with her.
I don't think that was ever going to be fixable. It was too nasty.
She saved that show though.
Well, for one season, but like now I think they'll bring something else, and it was too nasty. It really was, and it was very colluded. Like the whole thing with the mother and everything was just too orchestrated.
Yeah.
Like there's one thing about feeding little bits of information, doing things like that. They're still being authentic. Their lives are still real. Hers was a sham.
I think she'll get cast on something else.
Oh, she'll probably get on Villains, or she'll do something like that. But I think it's, you couldn't have her, like if the whole show is about exposing your whole life and showing, and your whole thing was kind of colluded to this kind of drama. No.
I was glued though, bitch. I watched it again.
It was brilliant. It was actually like, it was great TV, but it can't go anywhere from there. Uh-huh. It couldn't.
And then also, hot topic, is fucking Erica Jane slaughtering Denise Richards?
Yeah, that was great.
Who's more profitable, you or Sammy? I love you fans. I can get a bundle of naked Denise Richards for $7. Are you kidding me? Like, that was us. Like,
I know.
When I was sitting there watching this, I was going, shit, that's,
yeah,
that could be, flip the table, bitch, because that could be us. It just fell out.
Speaking of, so obviously the Housewives, did you watch anything else over the Christmas and over the New Year's?
No, I heard the Golden Globes was fucking awful last night, though.
I have no interest in any of those awards.
Apparently,
I don't really go to the cinema.
Awful. You don't.
No. So I have no interest in those kind of movies. The only movie I did watch was that Saltburn movie.
But did you actually watch that?
I watched it, yeah.
I'm so, because I told you who made it and that piqued your interest. Yes.
Because it was the director of Promising Young Woman.
Yeah.
Which actually, to be honest, what I clocked even just from visually watching it, was the music was amazing. It was very similar.
Oh yeah, like the orchestra.
No, the songs. They had the Cheeky Girls, A Cheeky Christmas.
Oh yeah, they did.
And in Promising Young Woman, they had it was a really camp pop song that they had. And I was like, that's a really weird choice of music. Yeah. The music was very similar.
Yeah.
It was of that era, very kind of like camp noughties pop. I was like totally into it.
I had to delete my Saltburn video. I thought I was going to get blocked. Like, actually, because 3 warnings came in.
Really?
Yeah. And I was thinking, like, all these straight men, like, getting their half hard dicks in boxers out on camera. And I was like, I tell you what, anything that looks like a woman's body, they are not fucking having a bar of it.
That's so strange. Very strange, isn't it?
So, yeah, I just deleted it because I was like, the anxiety, I did it before bed as well. Because I was like, I can't.
You wake up and your profile will be gone.
It's gone.
They just suspend you for, I think they just put you for like a like probably, hiatus.
You never know with them though. So anyway, did you like Saltburn?
I liked it, yeah. Like, I didn't think, like, everyone was going mad saying, like, it was amazing. It was, like, it was good, but people were kind of shocked. I wasn't as shocked as people were kind of making out.
Yeah, I wasn't as shocked.
I think that's just because we're a bit unshockable in that kind of way. Whereas I feel like if you know, most people would
But you had a realization yesterday, which is Barry Keoghan is turning into...
Anti-Pam.
Anti-Pam. Now, anyone who's a regular listener will know we have an anti-Pam fascination.
And you know, after I sent you that picture, I sent a picture of, and I said, oh my God, it's given very anti-Pam at a wedding or whatever I said.
It's a lovely blouse.
And then I saw afterwards, people kept tweeting saying, he's given very like your cool lesbian sister at Christmas.
Or and going to a Debs.
But you know what? Like it's actually just the styling. It's whoever did the styling on for the Golden Globes, that's all that was. Because he doesn't look like that normally. Like
no, and it's caked in makeup. Like whoever is like...
Makeup,
he doesn't need all that. Like, I actually think he's better looking relatable, like an Irish.
He's also quite short, isn't he?
Yes,
I didn't realize
really
that.
Really short, but you know where he's not short.
No, well, we know that. Well, that actually kind of dispels that rumor, doesn't it?
Yes. Big feet, big shoes. But
I don't believe in big shoes, big feet. I don't believe in that at all. Or big hands. Any of that bullshit. Like, I just don't.
Yeah.
Proofs in the pudding. Literally.
And then they came in and said that it was not a prosthetic or a body double.
Why? Do you know what? Some camp queen actually just made me laugh. Was, you know, the very first thing where he does, he's like, can't get over Barry Keoghan counting his turns. So there was like 1, 2, 1, 2. And then he touches the table. So you could see his feet were actually like he was thinking the steps.
Okay.
So it was like, it was choreographed like spinning.
I presumed it was just him having a ball walking around.
No, it was all like you literally could see him counting, and then he like touches the table to like stop himself, and then he goes on to the next move. And it was some dancer queen was like, yes, Barry, count getting the counts in or something. Like, it's so camp.
Fair play to him though.
You see some, of course, some gay clocking, like someone naked dancing going, oh yes, is it on 5, 6, 7, 8?
I don't fancy the other fellow that everyone's got mad about, whatever his name is, Jacob something.
No,
or,
I don't. I don't
care
either.
About him. Like, no. Not one bit.
I actually thought the mother was amazing. Rosamund Pike was fab.
She was fucking brilliant.
And the other girl playing the daughter, I thought was, actually, to be honest, my favorite scene in the whole movie was when they fought. Oh, sorry, like no spoilers, but like, you know, when they're in the maze at the end.
Yes.
And they kind of realize.
Fast forward a minute if you don't want to hear this spoiler.
Just fast forward. So when something bad happens and they're all like kind of going, you know, he's dead basically on the ground. Yeah. And they're like, oh, you know, just get him a jumper, get him a jumper. And then they're like, we have to go for lunch.
I didn't get that. They were so, is that just because we're so privileged and we just shove everything under the rug?
They just don't feel anything. And I was just like, I absolutely.
Close the curtains.
Loved that whole scene. I could feel just like, it was just really getting like a reaction out of me. I was like, this is hilarious. Because it was so relating. Your woman pouring the wine just going everywhere. And it was all just like a crescendo of like, chaos. It was like emotional chaos. I was like, this is fucking heaven. This is actually just so funny.
Yeah.
Cause so many people are like that.
Yeah. I didn't see the twist coming at the end, but I wasn't shocked, but I didn't see how it was flipped at the end. So
I really enjoyed it. And the director of that movie, I was like, I'm whatever they're doing, I'd be like, I'll be watching next because I like the vibe.
Mm-hmm. And then Eurovision fever is starting to take over.
Yeah, it's about to come out, isn't it?
Is there a new song out today?
There's a song every day. For six days, I think.
Okay, so yesterday was Erica Cody, which song sounds like a bit of a banger.
Yeah, it's written by Ruth Ann and one of the other girls, I think, from Women in Harmony.
Oh, love, okay.
I can't remember her name, unfortunately, but yeah, it sounds good.
It sounds pretty good, yeah. And I feel like she's got the ability to do a good staging moment as well. She can dance, she can sing, she can do it all together.
I'm curious to see. I saw the six artists and they all look quite different. Mm. One of the other girls, I think it's Alicia something. She looked kind of like Avril Lavigne, kind of like Rocky vibe.
Okay.
Or like that kind of. So yeah. I'm curious to see. I hope it'd be interesting to see different kind of styles. I think it's a boy band.
Okay.
There's a black or kind of urban artist, I think.
Okay, yeah.
So it seems quite diverse. Like,
yeah, and I hear Alicia and I straight away think of drag names.
I have to say, I love Eurovision, but I also love Eurosong. There's something very like, something very local about it.
Well, I mean, it always feels like there's no budget. Do you know what I mean?
It's well, this year, you know, I also heard, I don't know if, I heard that Patrick Kilty brought his own production company to the late, or like different producers and stuff to make it feel like it was a bit different.
Okay.
I'm not really a big fan of whatever. So
yeah.
I don't really know. Maybe people who do watch it can tell, but I wonder, will the Eurosong be slightly different this year?
Yeah.
I hope so.
I'd love to see them bring like someone in to host that.
Like a separate show.
Yeah. It was I don't nice. Know if it should be the Late Late at all, to be honest.
No. It'd be nice to see it off the Late Late, I think. Actually, do you know what? To be honest, people, if that was actually an event, people would pay tickets to go.
Oh, I'd fucking love to go to that.
Yeah, I'd go to that quicker than I go to Eurovision because it's always bored with those things.
Come here, after all we've said about the Late Late, we're not going to get invited. But if anyone can get us in, we will go. We'll go in full drag and we'll be gorgeous. Yeah. So just putting it out there. And we will never speak badly about the Late Late again if you get us in, okay? anyway, that's kind of all I have for this one. We got loads of messages after our last Patreon episode because apparently we were very vulnerable.
Were we?
Yeah, I forgot to tell you that, by the way. Oh. But people said thank you very much for like being so sharing. So I won't get into that because I feel like that content should live over there. If you did join us over there recently.
I can't remember what we were talking about.
I actually can. Yeah, I can. I'll tell you after.
Okay.
And I'm going to be more real. You were more vulnerable than I was.
Well, that's good because I don't remember. So,
if you do want a little bit more Petty Little Things, you can check out our Patreon, which is patreon.com/ Petty Little Things Pod. And we're going to do a few shout outs to some new people that we got. Let's say hello to Mark Foley.
Hi, Mark Foley. Welcome aboard.
Mark is in the UK. We've got Jake also from the UK. No surname, just Jake.
Just Jake.
Nicola Leonard. Hi, Nicola. David Johnston. Hey, David. And Dave Morin. Hi, everyone.
Welcome. Yeah. Welcome, one. Welcome, all. Welcome into 24. So join us over on Patreon. We've loads of different video content. We've different stories.
Totally.
Always a free episode. We're going to actually, starting from 24, we're going to stagger these episodes.
Yes.
So we're going to do, when the main episode comes out, we're going to do a Patreon the week after. So every other week, there's going to be an episode. Basically, there'll be an episode every week.
Yeah.
So if you're on the Patreon, you'll get one every week. If you're just getting the free content, it'll be every bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly. Oh.
Bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly Pansexual Centra. What's next? Okay, let's see. Be back right after this with your favorite time of the week.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so we're back. And of course, it is that time. It is our favorite time of... And here we are. We have Rotters. This is our Rotters into 2024. Now, of course, we've been off for a couple of weeks, so they've been clocking up. And I've also been trying to make... I've been trying to not be rotted so much about people that I see online. Because I feel like I feel like we all get kind of dragged into kind of, you know, the Instagram... hate sphere. You know, like, because it's just so like I know people say it all the time, but Instagram and social media, I think it is so fake. Like whatever about saying about us, right, we are drag queens, our whole vibe is actually pretend. But it's the people that actually are living their life and putting everything up online that's actually ironically the fakest. Sometimes there are certain people that are living full-blown fake lives.
Absolutely.
I find that absolutely fascinating. Absolutely. And there's influencers in particular that I only saw one today, actually. And I know that person, and it's just not at all who is being projected onto social media. And a lot of people follow these people. And I just find that like just...
strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know a few. I don't know who you're talking about, but I know a few exactly the same. And I'm like, oh, God.
It's really... I've been thinking about it a lot lately and just about... it's a weird way to live. Whatever about us saying what we say here or what we share on social media, like we are drag queens. And I honestly do feel like... kind of the same all the time.
Yeah.
Like the packaging is always kind of different, but the only thing is I keep my private life private. I don't share that side of my life.
Yeah.
But it's no secret. I'm not like doing anything secret over there.
No.
I'm just not sharing it. Whereas these people are sharing, you know, fake. It's like, it's not real.
Fake updates. Like,
it's not real.
Yeah.
It's not who they really
and we're
are.
Not talking about Jennifer Lopez pretend that she drinks alcohol now. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's people like, closer to home.
It's way different.
Yeah.
Kind of mine are related to Instagram. So after you said that, that's kind of funny. But okay, my first one is scam websites on Instagram ads. Like if you were coming for me about wearing like a little nudie cat suit, how are these ads getting run? Where like yesterday I keep getting ads for like costume looking things at the moment. Like dresses that were full metal chains. Right? I don't know if you've got the same ad. Beautiful, really nice. You're talking about a costume that probably costs at least €1,200. And then to get
selling for €35 or something.
Selling for €35.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not real. So people are getting scammed out of her for that, and there has to be something like better than they just are able to run these ads straight away. Because I know that like
there's a girl on YouTube, I think her name is Hope Scope, and I love her video. She does loads of these. She buys all these costumes and she shows the website, and then she like shows the picture, and she shows what comes, and she tries it on, and she kind of just laughs. Like, and they'd be these fab gorgeous dresses, and when they come, they're one of them was actually just like a top. She's like, well, this is like this, it was like a baby blue mesh covered in diamonds, and it had ostrich feathers on the sleeves. Beautiful dress. It arrived, it was fucking hideous. It was like baby blue, kind of like really cheap like fishnet mesh, and it was faux fur around the cuffs. Not ostrich feathers, blue faux fur. And it was she's like just a normal size kind of girl. Like, there's, you know, she's not particularly like big or small or whatever. And it was, I mean, like it was top length. It was like a top. She was like, oh, this is God, a nice top. And she was howling. And then she kind of goes, she looks for the actual real dress sometimes. Yeah. So she tries to find where they took the image from so she can buy it, so she can compare that all these people are doing knockoffs. It's quite interesting. Like, she does quite good.
Love that.
Yeah. And it's kind of mental. Like, that's one of the mad kind of shitty things I'd watch on YouTube. Just
no, I'd watch that. I'd absolutely watch that. But like, I'm fucking over it. Like, if like, because they're, you know, the content that they are seem to be interested in policing is like, you know, some of it shouldn't be. And then all of a sudden people are getting scammed. So I'm sick of these scam ads that I'm getting at the moment.
Absolutely.
What's your next?
Well, of course it is, because I am, of course, the queen of Thirsty Thursday. It's people who are doing dry January.
Oh, good. This is
and
good.
Sober gals. And I'm all about being sober and the healthy new you. But these people that literally try and like just, you know, put down people that are actually just kind of getting on with their lives and having a gay old time.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, everyone else, if you're not doing dry January, if you're not sober, Sally, you're like the devil incarnate.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't care if you're sober. Good for you. that's fine. But do not be doing the judging. And it's like, it's always doing lots, there's lots of videos going on and there's lots of comments, lots of posts, and kind of like basically kind of trying to encourage other people.
Yeah.
To hop on them because they realize they probably are a bit kind of out there on their own as well. Do you know the kind of way?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm always just like, I'm not pushing drinks down your neck. You're fine. You're staying totally. Out. You're doing what you're doing. But don't be trying to take away people that are actually trying to have a good time.
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
100%. And also we have sober friends who go out all the time and drink like Diet Cokes and other stuff. Do you know what I mean?
They're boring now, but they do. No.
Well, I literally do. I'm like, you know, I mean, like each their own, but Christ, the world does not have to stop.
It's the preachiness. Now that I'm actually kind of talking about it, it's actually the preachiness of kind of like, and it's where people are trying to have like the higher moral ground.
Yeah.
I actually don't care what anyone does. Really don't. Like it might annoy me, but it annoys me. Again, my opinion.
Yeah.
My opinion.
Also go out to your gay bars. Please go out to your gay bars, everyone.
Support, this is the other thing as well. I think like nightlife culture has changed a lot in Dublin.
Definitely.
And well, probably not, maybe probably everywhere. But if you're listening to this, probably in the UK or whatever, it definitely has changed. And I think I know we reference it all the time, but I miss Dragon. Well, you know, people will be saying that in future. There are so many places that are closing down, places that
all my friends obviously closed this like past 2 weeks.
You know, and there is a lot of that going on. There's another coffee shop I saw in Dublin 8 closed down, and these businesses have to be supported. They're not going to stay afloat by not being supported.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just get out there and have a drink.
Okay, my next one is people that have American accents, but they're actually from Cabra. Like,
say this again?
People that have American accents, but they're actually from Cabra.
Yes.
Now, I wrote Cabra down. This is not about anyone in particular, but like, what is going on with people's accents? Do you know what I mean?
It's always people that live away and they find their new accent.
Yeah.
And so, like, I had a cousin a long time ago. Like, she was a distant cousin.
Okay.
And moved to the UK.
Mm.
And there was always a kind of a gas joke because she became real. Hello, honey. Right? She became real,
Essexy.
Real. Hello, honey. And then as soon as she come back, she'd be back real. Ah, how are you, sir? Like, so the accent would swing. And it was just like, oh, that used to really rot certain people in my family. People would be like, what the fuck? Because the accent was there 1 minute and gone the next. And it's just, it's not great, is it?
It's cringe. It's cringe. It's cringe. I can't even remember where I was when I wrote that writer down or what triggered it. But then I was thinking, there's fucking loads of people at that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And you know people as well who, when they move away abroad.
Yeah.
Actually, this is a big ick as well. I'm going to come back to you. Is people who start to talk like, you know, my mom and dad.
Yeah. Okay.
We don't say that here in Ireland. Like we don't, or like, you know, I'm going to the restroom. Or like, you're away, your whole language doesn't have to change.
Anyone seen my cell phone?
Like, you know, shit like that. Like, oh, please. Speaking of, while we're kind of on this topic, I tweeted a tweet that kind of went a bit mad. It was I said,
oh, I saw this.
I'm gonna quote the tweet, so I don't want to
go on. I'm gonna blow my nose. Sorry, everyone.
Okay. So I tweeted, here's the quote, Irish people living in Dubai give me the serious ick. Sorry, that's just how it is. Right? Yeah. End of statement. Now, what I meant by that was, by the
way, this is not offensive. That's not offensive. Okay. It's funny.
Okay. Well, what I meant by that was I have no problem with anyone going, living wherever they want. First off, Dubai itself, it's a place that kind of rots me because I feel like it's obviously got fucking humanitarian issues, whether there's LGBTQ plus issues, whether there's issues with women, there's issues with alcohol, there's issues with, it seems like you're trying to convince us all that it's a happy, fab place, but also there's so many really, really dark undertones right under the surface.
Yeah.
So don't tell me that they're not there because they're big issues.
Of course.
They're really big issues. Whether it's to do with slave labor, there's so many issues. Yeah. Like of all the places, not to mention that they're hiding international criminals and not extraditing them. So there's so many things I could go into.
But that's not even what you were getting at.
That wasn't what I'm getting at.
Yeah.
But people took so much offense to that because I think they're all happy going over there and their lovely little sun holidays. And you're like, actually,
yeah.
It's when So this woman started tweeting me. She's giving out fucking stink to me. Oh, what a, she said, here's her words to me. What a horrible thing to say, right? There are thousands of us living here, thousands of us Irish living here in Dubai, just living our lives. There are great GAA clubs, branches of Comaltas, I done something in Irish, with the most amazing supportive communities. Do people in these pictures give you the ick, Davina? And she puts in, sends me pictures of kids in GAA jerseys. And I'm like, actually they do, right? Actually they do. Firstly, they're kids. Secondly, the J, and in one of the pictures they're playing fucking tin whistles and shit, and I'm like, I also hate traffic. So I'm totally rotten by that post, right?
But then it was her other reply after that. Oh, she thought she got you good.
She thought she got me good. She didn't.
She thought she got you
she
good.
She thought she got me good.
Yeah.
Will I continue?
Yeah, absolutely continue.
So she said, do these children and other musicians give you the ick? What's wrong with them, Irish in Dubai? And then she said, your friend Joanne McNally has no problem performing here in Dubai. Perhaps you should cut ties with her and Joanne, or her and Vogue Williams.
And tag them.
And tag them.
Because that's who she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't even remember what I said back.
Don't even reply to that.
Oh, I did reply to her.
Did you?
Yeah, I went. I went into town because I was like, by the way, I was like, our tour is over. I was like, so. I was like, so good. But I let her have it. Like, I was just like.
Well, okay. Now that we've dealt with the big Dubai story.
Yeah.
Have you got a second rudder?
Have I what? Yeah, that was the sober thing was my first one, was it?
I think that was your first one.
Oh, yeah. So my second rotter is people who can't spell the name Davina.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you send me an email or a message and you spell the name Davina, D-E-V-I-N-A, or D-I-V-I-N-A, when you've just seen my Instagram page, or my email address is davinadublin@gmail.com, D-A-V-I-N-A.
Yeah.
But then you'll still, that's like, saying, hi, my name is Mark, but I'm going to call you M-E-R-K. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's not, it's just so annoying.
Yeah.
Like, it's actually just, and it just, it, and I've noticed, it just makes me think you're a bit thick.
Yeah. To be honest, I can relate up with that because, okay, a few times, not in a long time, but I got like tagged on a poster or someone put my name on a poster saying Victoria's.
Yeah.
Secret. Do you know what I mean?
Sometimes it can be like a correction, an autocorrect. I get that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Fair. I get that. But if it's over and over again, if it's over and over again, then I'm not into that. Sorry, this thing's falling down.
Oh, just give her a little twist on the bottom.
There we go. We're back. Sorry. The place is falling down around me.
It couldn't take all that Dubai.
So it's the... it's the bad spelling. It's just like, all actually, especially when it's right there in front of you.
Yeah.
Like I always, you know, even when you're replying to an email, it gives you autocorrect of the person's name that sent you the email.
So it's
like, so what is going on there? It's so bizarre.
What you need to start doing is replying to those people and spelling their name really insanely wrong.
That's very petty.
Hello, you know, Miriam spelled M-U or I-E Father O-N.
No, because I don't want people to think I'm fucking thinking.
They won't. They'll get what you're doing. They'll absolutely, especially if it's outrageously spelt.
Tell me another rudder.
I want to give you a rudder word, which is...
Oh, yes.
Rudder word is boss.
Boss.
Boss. Okay. And I'm only talking about straight men and how they use it.
Oh,
how's it going, boss? What's the story, boss? Did you have a good New Year's, boss? I'm like, boss, there's nothing boss like about you. Calm down. I heard it on New Year's Eve and they were all like bossing to each other. And I was like, no, that's actually, it made my stomach go, bleh.
Boss is rotten. I also, as a rotter word, the word cutie.
Oh, cutie.
Oh, you're a cutie.
Cutie.
Oh, you're such a cutie.
Cutie.
Aren't you? Oh, this is my boyfriend. Isn't he a cutie? You're like, just like, isn't that disgusting?
Yeah.
It's actually the opposite of cutie.
It's childlike.
Cutie pie. Mm. Aren't you a little cutie pie? Oh, you're, and it's always some fucking beast. Just like, no, bitch, no.
Oh my God. Okay. Well, that was our first petty little things.
Who had all the pies? It was cutie.
Our first petty little things of 2024. This is the never ending season. We're not taking a break. We took a week off. So thanks for coming back. I hope you had a lovely little break. Until next time.
See you over on Patreon.
Yeah.
Until then.
Stay petty.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.